It's time for Living Thunder. And greater is the one living inside of me than he who is living in the world. I'm holding on with all I've got to the living word of God. Living Thunder.
Hey, hope everybody's having a great Sunday morning out there. This is Living Thunder, and this is your host, Ken Goto, and we're on every Sunday morning from 8 to 10, and it's great to be with you guys for another Sunday. Also want to remind you that you can go on demand to WPXE1041FM.com anytime, any day of the week, and you'll be able to listen to our programs there. And also, I would like to thank our Living Thunder sponsors, and they include Steffi Chapel, who invites you to join them each Sunday morning for services. Worship service begins there at 8:30, and Sunday school begins at 9:30. Paradise Community Church, who welcomes you to attend their services. Sunday morning worship begins there at 9:30, with Sunday school following at 10:45. Kavod Methodist Church, everyone is welcome to attend their services. Sunday school begins there at 9 o'clock, with worship service beginning at 10 a.m. And all individuals who make donations to the ministry, we thank each and every one of them for their generosity, which allows us to share the message and hope of Jesus on the air. So right now, we're going to get this program started with one by Forrest Frank. It's a song called Celebration.
You know what to do. It's time to put your phone down and raise your attitude. The God who made the birds, sea, sun, and the moon isn't somewhere far away. He is standing in the room. So let it scream, let it shout, let him know what you're about. Keep it moving and grooving. Don't leave a single doubt that today is the day that the Lord has created. Why would I sit around just waiting? Let's have a celebration. G-O-D. I used to be a blind man until you let me see that who the sun sets free, you said it's truly free indeed. So let it scream, let it shout, let them know what you're about. Keep it moving and grooving, don't leave a single doubt that today is the day that the Lord has created. Why would I sit around just waiting? Let's have a celebration. It's time to clap our hands. Let's have a celebration.
If you have been freed from the bondage of sin, then you have reason to celebrate each and every day. You have a reason to come to our Lord and Savior and thank Him each and every day for the salvation that you have received by grace through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You know, to help in that celebration each day is to go and share the gospel of Jesus Christ, to share the message and hope with the people we meet, to share what Jesus has done in your life, to share what Jesus can do for them. It's about speaking the truth to people. That's serving our Lord and Savior with love. Leads us into our next song. It's by Megan Woods, and it's a song called The Truth.
How many times can you hear the same lie before you start to believe it? The enemy keeps whispering to me, swear these days it's all that I'm hearing. I used to know who I was, now I look in the mirror and I'm not so sure. Lord, I don't want to listen to the lies anymore. The truth is I am my father's child, I make him proud. Free in my head, heaven finds me in a still small voice, and it sounds like grace instead. You remind me who I am when I look in the mirror, and I'm not so sure. Lord, I don't want to listen to the lies. The truth is I am my father's child. I make him proud and I make him smile. I was made in the image of a perfect king. He looks at me and wouldn't change a thing. The truth is I am true.
You see, it's the truth that comes forth from God's word that sets us free from the bondage of sin. And you see, when we surrender all to him, when we surrender every part of our being to him, we are made whole in Jesus' name, asking him to forgive us of our sin so that we can be set free from that sin, proclaiming him Lord and Savior of our life because we are made new in him and we are forever his. You see, when the Spirit's knocking upon your heart's door, it's about opening your life to him. It's about opening your heart to him. Asking Jesus to be your life. And when he anoints you with the Holy Spirit, it changes your life forever then. It's then that you want to go and proclaim him and exalt him by the way you live. To live that life of obedience. To live that life of thanksgiving to him. It leads us into our next song. It's by Jamie McDonald. The song called Left It in the River.
I have burdens on my shoulders, on my life. I tried to leave them all.
behind. The freedom's one thing I could never find. Mm-hmm. I said a prayer from the banks of a river. God met me there, showing me something better. This joy I found, he raised me up and I ain't coming down. He washed me clean and now there ain't no doubt. He turned it all around. My life was changed when I stepped into the water. Ain't seen my change since I gave up to the Father. God met me there, showing me something better.
When we are made new in Jesus' name, you see, he gives us a desire to want more of him, to serve him, and he empowers us to go and do that. And that's why we want to live that life of worship. Surrendering to him is to say, here I am to worship you, to give you all of my life, to put you first in my life always. It leads us into our next song. It's by House of Worship, and it's a song called Here I Am to Worship.
Light of the world, you step down into darkness. Open my eyes, let me see. Beauty that made this heart adore you. Hope of a spent with you. So here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to so highly exalted, glorious in heaven above. Humbly you came to the earth you created, all full of shame became.
to see my sin upon that cross. I never know how much it costs to see my sin upon that cross.
Song. Sing with your spirit.
Isn't it awesome to know that God the Father made it possible for us to step into that time of worship, to step into his holiness, to step into the place of holy of holies, to be able to bow before him, to repent of our sins so that we can truly be in his presence, to worship him because he is holy, because he is just, because he is above all, because he is the one true God. And then he gives us the opportunity to praise him, to glorify his name, to thank him for what he has done, to thank him for who he is, to thank him that we can be part of him. He made that possible when he gave his one and only son, Christ Jesus, upon the cross. God in flesh came to us to save us. And he poured out his blood so that our sin could be forgiven. He rose from the grave, conquering sin and death, so that we could have new life in him. There is no other living God except the one true God, Yahweh, who came in the flesh through his one and only Son, Christ Jesus, so that we could receive the Holy Spirit, so that he could dwell with us and we could dwell with him. So, you know, guys, when we think about life itself, when we think about creation that surrounds us, when we think about how he not only created everything around us, but how he was with us in the womb when he created us into the masterpiece that we are, we have to just stop and say, what an awesome God that we have. The one true God I will worship alone, that I will worship forever. Psalm 77:14 says, you are the God of great wonders. You demonstrate your awesome power among the nations. There is no one like our God. Psalm 68:35 says, God is awesome in his sanctuary. The God of Israel gives power and strength to his people. Praise be to God. There is only one true, awesome, holy, just God. And my prayer today is that you have a personal walk with him today, that you are made new and whole by the blood of Jesus Christ, that you can say that you are his child now and forevermore. It's all because of Jesus. It leads us into our next song. It's by Phil Wickham. And it's a song called What an Awesome God.
God is great, give him all the praise. Hallelujah, name above all names. Fire in his eyes, healing in his veins. Everywhere is glory on display. Take a look at those stars, you can name them all. Before his throne, every knee falls. The demons have to run, the angels have to praise. Even the wind and waves obey our God. My shame. Sunday morning rose up from the grave. Take a look at those scars on his hands and feet. He saved our souls for eternity. Worthy is the Lamb. Glory to the King. Oh, let all the saints and the angels sing. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power. Come and wipe our tears away. No more fear, no more pain, no more sorrow, sin or shame. The King is coming back again. A reign of love that will never end. For everything and awesome, God, you're great. In all you do, I'm made to worship you, my God. You're an awesome God. What an awesome, awesome God you are. No one like you, none beside you. God, we worship you. You're worthy, you're worthy. With wisdom, power, and love. Oh, forever we sing, our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom.
Who can compare to the Lord? Who is like the Lord? There is only one true living God, one who is holy and just, one who is not only just but also shows compassion, well, to those who fear him. Psalms 103:13 says, "The Lord is like a father to his children, tender and compassionate to those who fear him." So as children of the living God, those born in the Spirit of God, made new in Jesus' name, what does it mean to fear the Lord? Well, it means you have deep reverence, a deep awe, of respect for the one true God, for his holiness, his power and authority. A fear that humbles us, that gives us a desire to live a life of obedience, a life of worship. You see, guys, it doesn't mean to be terrified of him. You see, he is the one true living God. That when we are made and born in the image of God, he's like a father to his children. And you see, that love not only began upon the cross, but when we open our life to Jesus, his love fills us. It's a love that changes who we are through the Holy Spirit, because it's a love that what only comes from the Father through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It's that love that draws us to him, because he displayed that kind of love on the cross. And it's that love that continues to draw us closer to him. Psalms 89:6 says, "For who in all of heaven can compare with the Lord? What mightiest angel is anything like the Lord?" You see, even the angels were created by God. There is no one above God, no one greater than our God, because he is Yahweh, who always was, who always is, and who always will be. Exodus 15:11 says, "Who is like you among the gods, O Lord, glorious in holiness, awesome in splendor, performing great miracles, performing great wonders?" He is the God of the universe, creator of all things. And when we see what surrounds us and how beautiful things can be and how beautiful they are and how delicately made they are, we can just but stand in awe of him. But then whenever we see how complex we are and how he created and knitted each and every one of us in a special way, and he put his stamp on each and every one of us through our DNA. Who is like the Lord? There is none like him, because his ways are above our ways and his thoughts are above our thoughts. We were made to worship him. Give him that worship. Give him that praise as you live your life for him. It leads us in our next song. It's by SEU Worship, and it's a song called Who is like the Lord?
I've tried predicting a outcome, but love do new things and never get over it. You're the bullseye, the center of my life, the greatest surprise around every corner.
Sometimes it feels like a crawl through the valley, but I got a promise that I hold on tight to. I can't lose when I'm right beside you. Yeah, gotta know the plans you have for me when my cup is overflowing. So while I'm in the in between, I'ma live my life knowing if I get down, you pick me up. And
gonna do it. Every time a blessing's coming to me, the devil tried to make me turn away. Cause even on my worst day, yeah, if I get down, you pick me up from the ground. You give me love that don't give out, giving no conditions. You lift me up and up again now. No matter who surrounds, I'll let my hallelujah get loud like a freight train, sunshine open. I'll lift you up and up again.
For me, so while I'm in the in between, I'ma live my life knowing
if I get down, you pick me up.
It's about setting him on high. It's about glorifying him with your life. A little bit of Colton Dixon, Up and Up. Right now we got one by Zach Williams, a song called Jesus Loves.
All the renegades, the rebels and the runaways, all the prodigals who got a little lost along the way, and all the backsliders up all night, us down in a rut. These are the ones, the ones that Jesus loves. Every dream shattered, bruised and battered, barely hanging on. Every heartbroken, lonely soul sitting all alone. And every outcast stuck in their past, scared of letting go. And these are the ones, the ones that Jesus chose. Jesus loves. And all the too proud holding now, looking down on them. And all the high and mighty falling from grace, trying to start a thing. And all the stones cast, judgment passed, he's forgiven you. Oh,
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Living Thunder, and we're on every Sunday morning from 8 to 10, and it's great to be with you guys for another Sunday. Right now, we got one by Mercy Me, Old Death.
My fate was sealed. You said my days were numbered. Case closed with no appeal. My future 6 feet under. Messing with my head in ghost fashion. My heart was holding its breath. Terrified of taking my last one. Oh, death, you scared me to death. Whoa, you ain't my king, bro. Whoa, where did your sting go? At your wrath, devil gon' get off of my shoulder. You thought you had the last laugh. You thought this song was over.
Oh, struggles, not over my life. God's over my life. Not over my family, not over my future, not over my life. God's over my life. Not over my battles, not over my struggles, not over my life. God's over my life. Yeah, though I walk through the valley,
see, when we have Jesus as Lord and Savior of our life, well, you see, fear is taken away because we have the one true living God living within us. And you see, we are to go into this world to share the message and hope of Jesus, not worrying about, well, what people were saying or what people will do to us. Because, you see, even if it comes unto a persecution where someone even would take your life, we should have no fear because as soon as we part, we will be in his presence for all eternity. It's about serving him as your Lord and Savior, now and forevermore. No matter who or what comes up against you, it's to have no fear because you have the power of the living God living within you to go into this world boldly and share his message. It was John Reddick, No Fear. Right now we got one by Micah Tyler, a song called God Did It.
You know, I really tried so hard, but I couldn't make the waters part. Didn't matter how many times that I had said it. You know, I couldn't save myself. It had to be someone else. And there's only one who's getting all of the credit. God did it. Breath in my lungs. Who calls us daughters and sons? All praise goes to just one. God did it. God did it. Who raised me
We were made to be courageous. We were made to lead the way. We could be the generation that finally breaks the chains. We were made to be courageous. We were made to be courageous. We were warriors on the front lines, standing unafraid. But now we're watchers on the sidelines while our families slip away.
Bit of Casting Crowns there for you, a song called Courageous. Hey guys, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to 104.1 WPXE in Punxsutawney, and this is Living Thunder, where the music has a message for all ages. Right now, we're going to keep the music going. I'm going to give you one by Emerson Day, and it's a song called Get Behind Me.
could only be that light.
Dance like David, I want a faith like Paul, I want to sing like Silas tearing down the prison walls. I want to face that fire, it won't burn me though. God's got my back, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. I want to walk like Moses, right through the waves. One day I'll see that promised land no longer slaves. Though the fear is talking, no it can't take out my faith. I'm gonna praise, I praise the mountain, moving body, raising breaker of chains. Gonna praise, I'm gonna praise, I praise the heaven seated, undefeated, highest of names. That's who I praise, hey, that's who I praise, that's who I praise. I wanna give like Mary, I wanna break my vase. I wanna sleep like Daniel, even in a lion's cave. I'm gonna get that promise, just like Jericho. Yeah, I know what I'll make it for. I'm gonna praise, I'm gonna praise. I praise the mountain, moving body, raising breaker of chains. Gonna praise, I'm gonna praise. I praise the heaven. Like Jesus, that kind of grace. I wanna live like I've got no more precious time to waste. I'm gonna give him glory with all my things, 'cause there's no greater, stronger, higher name, and that's who I praise.
Little bit of Brandon Lake there for you, a song called That's Who I Praise. You know, we praise him for who he is, because of what he continues to do. That he is creator, sustainer, and deliverer. We praise him because he came in the flesh to save us. We worship him because he is holy and just. And guys, when we look at having a walk with Jesus, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, well, our walk should look like a walk that is fully surrendered, a humbled life that has a desire to do his will, a life that allows the Holy Spirit to not only fill us, but to flow from us, so that we can share the message and hope with the world, so we can go and be the hands and feet of Jesus. Because you see, it's not only the words we speak, but it's our actions too. That's what it means to be the hands and feet of Jesus. And to do that, we need to be fully surrendered to Him. And when we look at Galatians 5:24, it tells us, those who belong to Christ Jesus have nailed the passions and desires of their sinful nature to His cross and crucified them there. You see, to fully surrender all of our being to Him, well, we nail our passions and desires of our sinful ways to His cross, and they're crucified. We give it over to Jesus. We believe that He paid it all. We believe that He is the one true living God. We believe that it's only by His blood that we are cleansed and made whole. You see, to surrender everything to Him is to put our selfish ambitions behind us. And to know that, just as Isaiah 55:8 tells us, my thoughts are nothing like your thoughts, says the Lord. And my ways are far beyond anything you could imagine. Always know that His thoughts are above our thoughts. That my ways are nothing compared to His. His ways are far beyond anything we could ever imagine. And you see, what He desires is for us to experience His power within us. To truly surrender everything to Him, just as the disciples did. They went with nothing and shared the gospel, depending on the one true living God. Matthew 16:24 says, then Jesus said to His disciples, if any of you want to be my follower, you must give up your own way, take up your cross, and follow me. You see, we are to leave that old sinful nature behind us, to give up our ways, to focus on our new life found in Jesus Christ, to put Him first in everything that we do and say. To take up our cross is to leave our selfish ambitions behind. To follow Him is to put Him first in everything. Will you follow Jesus today? Will you give up your own way and take up your cross? Only you can answer that question today. But my question is, will you make Jesus first in your life? Will you proclaim Him Lord and Savior of your life? Will you allow Him to change who you are by being washed by the blood of the Lamb? My prayer today is that you would open your life to Jesus if you don't have that walk with Him today. If you have not fully surrendered your life to Him, then surrender your life to Him today. Ask Him to be Lord and Savior of your life. Ask Him to cleanse you and make you whole so that you can be filled with the Holy Spirit and go forth with the power of the Holy Spirit within you to serve and love for Him, to share His message and hope with the world, to say, not my will, but your will be done. It leads us into our next song. It's by Lizzie Morgan and Steph Schleter, and it's a song called Not My Will. So far,
You can't lose when you surrender. I say yes. I say amen. You just ask, Lord, here I am. I say yes. I say amen. You just ask, Lord, here I am. I say yes. I say you just ask.
See, when we live our life surrendering all to Jesus, will we not only take his word in, because we're in it daily, wanting to know and understand more of the heart of God. See, we not only take his word in, but through the Holy Spirit, we allow it to change our lives. You see, that's why it's so important to be in his word, so that we can draw closer to him, so that we can take his truth into our lives, allowing it to penetrate our heart, our soul, and our mind, so that as we live our life, as the Holy Spirit guides us and leads us, he leads us in God's truth that we take in, so that we know when we're doing right and when we're doing wrong, when we are living a life that's being obedient to the Father and whenever we're sinning against him. You see, when we allow the Spirit to lead us and guide us and fill us and flow from us, we see it's this kind of fruit that's produced in our lives. It's love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And we praise him alone because we have been born again in the Spirit of God. You see, when we allow the Word of God to change us through the Holy Spirit, he produces that kind of fruit in our lives. That's why we praise him. That's why we give him all glory. 1 Peter 1:3 says, "All praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is by his great mercy that we have been born again because God raised Jesus Christ from the dead. Now we live with great expectation." That great expectation is to be with him for all eternity. You see, we are made new in Jesus' name now when we have him as Lord and Savior of our life. You see, there's nothing we can do except ask Jesus Christ to be our Lord and Savior and then live for him. Jesus paid the price so that we could have salvation, so that we could be made new and made whole in Jesus' name. He poured his blood out for the forgiveness of my sin and your sin, so that we could be in his presence. He rose from the grave, conquering sin and death, so that we could have a way to come into the kingdom of heaven, so that we once again could have that walk with the Father. our great expectation is that one day we will be with him for all eternity. This life is but short, but whenever we go to be with him, it'll be for all eternity. So let our life be a hallelujah, a praise to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ by the way we live and by the way we speak his name and by the way we share his love and his mercy with the people that surround us. It leads us into our next song. It's a song by Lauren Daigle, and it's a song called Let It Be a Hallelujah.
Take my life and let it be my soul devoted, Lord, to thee. Take my moments and all my days, make them endless praise. Take my heart and let it move in spirit and in truth for the glory of your name. With every breath that's in me, with every song,
defined by mistakes. Thought I was forsaken, but you gave up the chase. I went to the reaches to try and ease the ache. Turned my back on the one who kept calling my name. He kept calling my name.
questions when I've lost the path. Your love is the answer as you're calling me back, back to the table, back to my home, back to my father who never lets go. Whatever I'm facing, I know what to do. With my arms wide open, I'm running back to you. I'm running back to you. It doesn't
It's a little bit for King and Country there. A song called World on Fire. It's about sharing the hope of Jesus Christ. Right now we got one by Crowder. A song called Steel.
Still got a couple problems, never seem to solve them. I keep thinking I'm letting you down. Still ain't making you proud. Still, why am I trying? Spinning my wheels up 100 mile hill, sliding back down till I'm stuck here in a standstill. But oh, that's when I remember he's working on me. Say that I'm a sinner saved by grace, 'cause I need more every day. That's why he's working on me still. You're keeping such a long list of all the times you don't win. Trying to get it right, ain't getting it right. Still always hating how that feels. But let me tell you, every rebel in the church got a story like yours. Till they read about grace in a verse and a couple red words come alive, and you realize he's working on me. Still changing me piece by piece. Still making me better. Gonna do his thing. Don't care how long it takes. Still, all I know is I don't care if it's a little cliche to say that I'm a sinner. I need more every day. That's why he's working on me. He's working on me. When I'm broken, when I'm hurting, my God's still working. When I'm reaching, when I'm searching, my God's still working. When I'm broken, hurting, when I'm still searching, my God's still working. When I'm stranded, reaching, I am believing. My God is, he's working on me. Still changing me piece by piece. Still making me better. Gonna do his thing. Don't care how long it takes. Still, all I know is I don't care if it's a little cliche to say that I'm a sinner saved by grace, 'cause I need.
You see, to be walking and growing in our relationship with Jesus Christ, we have to know that he's still working on us each and every day. He's teaching and guiding. He's pointing out the things that we shouldn't be doing and things that we should be doing. He's still working on us. What an amazing God that we have. Right now we got one by Toby Mac, A Little Church.
For years I've run the fast lane, and my treads are wearing thin. Left me on the shoulder, broken and pulled over, alone in my skin. Some things weren't my choosing. Sometimes I let the charge, chasing dreams or so it seemed, down on Fool's Boulevard. I could use a little church right now. Love to have a little family around. I've been feeling so overwhelmed. I could use a little church right now. My cup's about as empty as this wilderness I'm in. I lost my way with the loss of love that came to a bitter end. So far from running over, so close to giving in. It's gonna
or that steeple up on top.
No.
Ain't talking about them hot views. Or that torn up parking lot. It could happen on a dirt road. Or a crowded coffee shop. Yeah, the church I need is the hands and feet of a God who came to love. I could use a little church right now. Love to have a little family around. I've been feeling so overwhelmed. I could use a little church right now. I could almost hear the choir singing. Back to when I was a child believing that nobody's too lost to get found. I could use a little church right now. Get found. I could use a little church right now. Oh, oh, I've been saved. Nothing I've done, it's all that you did. Not the works of my hands, but the strength that you give. It's not 'cause I'm good, but because you are. It's never my mind, but Jesus by your scars. Oh,
but you
A little bit of Stephen McWhirter. A song called Your Good Grace. You know, it's only by grace that we are saved through Christ Jesus. It's not of ourselves, it's a gift from God. So if you are born in the Spirit of God, thank Him. Live that life for Him. So I have a few questions I want to ask. If you're born in the Spirit of God, I would like you to take a look at your life and answer some questions. Are you in the Holy and Living Word every day? If not, when was the last time you was in it? Only you can answer that question. Another question is, do you have a phone? When was the last time you was on social media looking at reading pointless info? You see, if there's dust on your Bible, maybe today is the day to spend more time in the Holy and Living Word so you may know more of God's heart, who He is, reading a truth that will change and direct your life instead of being, on your phone looking at pointless info that will probably keep you from His truth. You see, time spent in His Word will allow you to draw closer to Him. Time spent on your phone will not allow you to draw closer to Him. But I got to tell you guys, this life that we're living is short. It's but a breath. And are you ready for all eternity? Psalms 39, 4-6 says this, Lord, remind me how brief my time on earth will be. Remind me that my days are numbered, how fleeting my life is. You have made my life no longer than the width of my hand. My entire lifetime is just a moment to you. At best, each of us is but a breath. We are merely moving shadows, and all our busy rushing ends in nothing. We heap up wealth, not knowing who will spend it. You see, Satan will keep you busy, doing nothing, to keep you from having a closer walk with the Lord. You see, what we need to do is to use our time wisely and store up treasures for heaven instead of treasures that will decay and rust. It's about seeking His face. 1 Chronicles 16:11 says, Search for the Lord and for His strength, continually seek Him. Remember, what we allow into our lives is what we become. When we allow more of Jesus into our life, when we allow more of His holy and living word into our life, we live more like Jesus because He is our example of how we are to live in this life. We become filled with the Holy Spirit to the point where the fruit of the Holy Spirit starts to shine forth. But we got to be seeking Him, guys. Not the world, but our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It leads us into our next song. It's a song by Josiah Queen. And it's a song that truly reminds us about, opening our Bible each day. It's a song called Dusty Bibles.
We got dust on our Bibles, brand new iPhones. No wonder why we feel this way. Hey, how you been? It's been a while, and I'm just checking in. I miss the way things used to be back in 2017, and I just miss my friend. Hey, I've been fine. I've been struggling to find some peace of mind. It's the problem of a nation, and in our generation, we're too busy. We can't find the time. Are we busy, or is it all a lie? We got the way. We walk with our eyes closed,
So when we look at the amazing love the Lord had for us, well, our desire should be to want to know him better, to draw closer to him, because he is our King, our Lord and Savior. So let's take a look at Isaiah 53:3-9, where we see a little more of that amazing love that Jesus showed and displayed for us. It says he was despised and rejected, a man of sorrows acquainted with deepest grief. We turned our backs on him and looked the other way. He was despised and we did not care. Yet it was our weakness he carried. It was our sorrows that weighed him down. And we thought his troubles were a punishment from God, a punishment for his own sin. But he was pierced for our rebellion, crushed for our sins. He was beaten so that we could be whole. He was whipped so we could be healed. All of us, like sheep, have strayed away. We have left God's path to follow our own, yet the Lord laid on him the sins of all of us. He was oppressed and treated harshly, yet he never said a word. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep and silent before the shears. He did not open his mouth. Unjustly condemned, he was led away. No one cared that he died without descendants, that his life was cut short in midstream. But he was struck down for the rebellion of my people. He had done no wrong, and he had never deceived anyone. But he was buried like a criminal. He was put in a rich man's grave. You see, he took the beating, he took the flogging for each of us. The beating and flogging that after it was completed, one would scarcely know that he was even a man. That's how badly beaten and flogged he was. But he didn't stop there. He carried the cross to Calvary, and he laid his life upon that cross and poured out his blood for the forgiveness of sin. His sin paid the penalty for all sin. Jesus done that for all people. And he didn't stop there. He rose from the grave, conquering sin and death so that we could have new life in him. You see, Jesus has paid the price for your sin. It's up to you to call upon the name of Jesus Christ now, to believe on him, to believe that he paid the ultimate price for you, that it was his blood that was shed for your sin. And because he rose from the grave, when you call upon the name of Jesus Christ, he says you will be saved. It's because he rose from the grave, conquering sin and death, so that we now can have new life in him, so that we can have a walk with him, so that we can have an eternal hope, and to go forth and proclaim him Lord and Savior of our life, not only on that day, but forevermore, to share his message with the world, to walk in obedience to him, to be in his word so that he can teach you and guide you. Psalms 44:4 says, "You are my King and my God. You command victories for Israel." Revelations 19:7 says, "Let us be glad and rejoice, and let us give honor to him, for the time has come for the wedding feast of the Lamb, and his bride has prepared herself." That day is coming, but my question to you today is, are you preparing the way? for his return? Are you prepared when he returns for his people? My prayer is that you can say that you are preparing yourself each day, that you're living for him, putting him first in your life, that you have that personal walk with him, that you spend not only in the morning with him, but walk through your day with him and end your day with him. You see, that's what it means to have a relationship. And to have that relationship with the one true living God, Jesus gave it all so that we could be anointed with the Holy Spirit. And that's how we have that walk with the one true living God. God in flesh came in Christ Jesus so that we could receive the Holy Spirit, so that we could have that walk with him. That's why Jesus ascended back into heaven, so that we could have the Holy Spirit be within us, the power of the living God living within us. We, our body has become the temple of God, and now we can live a life allowing the Holy Spirit to guide us and to lead us in the path of righteousness that leads to him, so that we can have that personal walk with him daily. Wow, what an awesome God that we have, that he would do that for us. It's all because of his amazing love, because he is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. It leads us into our last song for the day. It's by Chris Tomlin. It's a song called You Are My King. Amazing love.
I'm forgiven because you were forsaken. I'm accepted, you were condemned. I'm alive and well, your spirit is within me, because you died and rose again. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you in all I do. I honor you. I'm forgiven because you were forsaken. I'm accepted, you were condemned. I'm alive and well, your spirit is within me, because you died and rose again. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die? Amazing love, how can
I honor you.
His amazing love displayed for all when he poured out his blood for the forgiveness of sin. Will you open your heart to Jesus, or will you harden your heart today to him? Only you can answer that question, but my prayer is that you would open your life to him today and have new life, be born in the Spirit of God, and have a hope for all eternity. This is your host, Ken Goda, saying farewell. Live life loving God, and I'll see you next Sunday morning right here on Living Thunder.